比尔洛克买单车已经有四年几，这个是他的商店第二次应对关税上涨的问题。
The manufacturers tried to eat as much as they could, and then companies like us, you know, tried to eat as much, so the price increase was very small.
单车商店经理比尔洛克话，制造商尽量自己承担价格的上涨，好似佢哋咁样嘅公司，亦都尽量自己承担价格嘅上涨，只系对消费者涨价5%到7%。洛克话：消费者应该尽快嘅购买新嘅单车，因为价格会上涨。
A lot of the people, it's going to price them out of the market. They're going to, you know, be used to looking at a maybe an entry level $500 bike that's now going to go to $600.
洛克话：价格上涨可能会将好多人挤出市场。佢哋曾经考虑购买一架入门级嘅$500嘅单车，而家价格涨到咗$600。佢哋本来想花1000或者1500买一架消遣用嘅单车，然后突然之间，你知道就变成咗$1500、2000、2500。佢哋将喺未来嘅几个月睇到价格嘅巨大变化。好多买家自己亦都表示，佢哋唔准备花额外嘅钱。
That's not something I want to actually do. I don't want to pay more for a product that costs less before.
单车车主格里奥尔亚德话：唔系，佢唔想咁样做，佢唔想花更多嘅钱去买以前更加平嘅产品。
I probably wouldn't be willing to pay that much extra if it's due to different tariffs or things like that that are being implemented with the economic tension. Maybe
单车主人安吉洛佛话：佢可能唔愿意为关税变化或者由于经济紧张而实施嘅措施去支付额外嘅费用，或者$50或者$100。但是这个可能会使他打消再买一架单车的想法。洛克解释说，征收新关税将会影响整个市场。大多数在美国组装的单车并非100%是美国制造的。无论是车架、车叉还是刹车都是在中国制造。但是完全由中国制造的单车的价格会首先涨价。
So you're looking at a bike that's $500 is going to go up $100.
洛克说，如果你看这一部单车，佢而家$500会涨$100。洛克仲话，新嘅价格可能会吓到消费者，导致更大嘅损失，然后二手单车市场会更加红火。
The problem is a lot of the used bikes in the DC market are stolen. So what it's going to do is it's going to increase the amount of people who are stealing bikes because they can resell them.
洛克话，问题系华盛顿市场上嘅好多二手单车都系偷嚟嘅，所以会有更多偷单车嘅人，因为佢哋可以更容易嘅转售单车。因为新车的价格上涨了，而且旧车的价格比较灵活，对方会付多少钱他们就卖多少钱。这个再次证明，随着贸易战的持续，美国经济某个领域的变化可能会在其他的领域引发意想不到的后果。美国之音的报道。